Governor Phil Murphy was sworn in for a second term today, becoming the first Democratic governor to win re-election in New Jersey in 44 years. The event was a scaled-back affair due to the state's spike in COVID cases. The second half of Murphy's first term was dominated by the pandemic. He took a moment of silence today to remember lives lost in the state due to COVID. He also highlighted his accomplishments of his first 4 years and offered a preview of what he'll do for the state in his second and final term. WNYC's Nancy Salomon watched the speech. She joins us now to tell us all about it. Hey, Nancy.
Hi, Sean.
So we just heard a big speech from Governor Murphy last week. He gave his state of the state. So did we hear anything new or different today?
Well, you know, there actually was. He laid out a much clearer narrative that began with his personal story, how he grew up working poor and worked his way through college. He said the upward mobility he achieved, that mythological American dream, isn't as possible today, and that's what drives him. He ticked through his first term accomplishments, raising the minimum wage, taxing millionaires, paying more into local schools. And then Murphy connected it to what it all means for his second term. He says those things will now enable him to tackle what residents really want, the thing he was most criticized for during his reelection campaign. Take a listen to that.
But I'm not going to be satisfied with just slowing property tax growth. I want to get us to a place where we can begin to see them go down. Enough already.
This is part of his focus in his second term to make New Jersey more affordable. He also says he wants to lower healthcare costs and make college more affordable. The other key difference between today and last week's speeches is that this one was a family affair.
What does that mean? How so?
Well, all four of his kids spoke, as did his wife, First Lady Tammy Murphy. You know, to me, it felt like I was seeing the maturing of a political family. The kids have grown up. They're now 18 to 22 years old, and everyone seemed much more comfortable in their skin. They were funny and more authentically themselves, it seemed to me.
This is very intriguing, Nancy. Can you give us an example of what you're talking about?
Yeah, well, I brought some tape. I figured you'd ask that. Mm-hmm. This is Emma Murphy, age 22, who I had never heard speak before. And she described how, despite her father's very busy schedule as governor, he continues to be a very engaged dad. So listen to this.
Each of us wakes up every morning to a text from dad like clockwork that is full of exclamation marks. Usually reading, EU up plans kick butt LD with 4 exclamation marks in the end, and LD is love, dad, with similar texts in the mid-afternoon and the evening, and double or triple text if we do not respond promptly.
You gotta love the 4 exclamation points.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, my kids skewer me over texting foibles, so I can totally relate.
Yeah, as somebody who texts about those foibles, I can relate as well. It sounds like we're going to see a slightly different side of Phil Murphy in a second term here. This is deep speculation, Nancy, but do you think it has anything to do with the chatter that he's a potential dark horse candidate should President Biden decide not to run for president in 2024?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, because I really didn't put any stock in that idea that's been bandied about. But today was the first time I could hear Phil Murphy speaking as a national candidate. He spent quite a while on how dysfunctional our national politics are, and he went from that to how George Washington turned around the Revolutionary War in New Jersey. Wow. And then listen to where he went next.
Now in January of 2022, let us make New Jersey the place where the direction of our nation is righted, where the spirit of our nation is restored, and where our common destiny as Americans, regardless of our political party or persuasion, is reaffirmed.
And he said, if you want to understand what America can be, come to New Jersey.
Well, as you well know, the last time a New Jersey governor embarked on a run for the White House, it didn't go very well.
No, it did not. Chris Christie never made it out of New Hampshire, and he left office polling as the most unpopular governor in state history. But now he works for ABC News, so maybe it's not such a bad idea after all.
I'm sure you will go over all of this with the governor on the next edition of Ask Governor Murphy. That returns next week. WNYC's Nancy Salomon, thank you so much.
Thanks, Sean.